tokumira kuvadzimu tifambe zvakanaka kana tasvika musango.
Did protesters vote to stay put at Africa Union Square for 16 days and 16 nights, saying the country's constitution allows them to conduct public demonstrations? This was despite the fact that the police were in full riot gear and driving around Africa Union Square near Parliament of Zimbabwe in armored vehicles with water cannons. Section 59 of the Zimbabwe constitution clearly stipulates that every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions, but these rights must be exercised peacefully. One of the protesters, Linette Mudewe, coordinator and founder of the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, said they will not allow the police to drive them from the renowned place.
Right now, as we are having this interview, we have some of people from the state, so the government is listening. If they did not know what we were saying, they would not be sending their officials and riot police everywhere we are.
Linda Masarira, lead and founder of Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance, added that some ZANPF activists last night also tried to disrupt their protest.
Last night around 7 p.m., about 12 young men came running in this park singing Muno Maita Mutengesi and all. We ignored them because we know that when you are in a struggle, there are different issues that can happen or situations that they might want to provoke. But we are not here to cause any fights with anyone. We are just demanding answers, protesting against the government of this Zimbabwe, which has made us destitute in our own country. We are not here to fight with anyone, but we are demanding our constitutional rights as citizens of Zimbabwe.
The protesters today were demanding jobs, saying the majority of Zimbabweans are currently struggling to make ends meet due to the harsh economic situation. Masarira said some Zimbabweans' youth do not even know anything about getting a formal job, even if they are highly educated.
Why are we in the streets right now? It is because of unemployment. There are no jobs in Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans are now destitute. Right now, if you go to the high-density areas, young boys who are supposed to be the productive age are roaming the streets. How can we be a productive nation when 90% of the youth are not working?
These sentiments were echoed by Brian Kasunzuma, one of the many unemployed graduates, who noted that thousands of young people are being thrown into the job market every year in an economy that does not offer them any work.
We have maybe the highest unemployment rate in the world.
The activists have different protest themes every day in an attempt to highlight most problems facing the nation. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
Sangori Neshumba.